This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What's up, NBA fans? It's Danny Green here. For those who want an inside look at the league through the eyes of a 15-year veteran and three-time champion, subscribe to my podcast, Inside the Green Room. New episodes drop every week where we take you through the ins and outs of the association's top storylines, as well as breaking news and so much more. Be sure to subscribe to Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Rich Zeoli Show podcast is sponsored by Mike Venaria Jr. with Osperity Private Wealth.
Hi, I'm Mike Venaria Jr., Wealth Management Specialist. Make your retirement dreams a reality by creating your retirement plan today. Call me at 856-252-0107.
What a busy day today. A cabinet meeting. That's right, an actual cabinet meeting with the president and the cabinet in the cabinet room, the White House. It was amazing. We haven't seen one of these in years. Welcome back to the show. Glad you're here today. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. It is Wednesday, hump day, and glad you're here today. If you're streaming on YouTube, you notice I have the banner back up in my makeshift home studio. We're still working out a few kinks, but we're rocking and rolling here today. And apparently the president's going to be signing some executive orders again. It's just amazing these school districts and states that are fighting him on the transgender memorandum. Philadelphia schools, New Jersey joining in this as well, saying we're not going to cooperate. We're going to oppose this. And there's a legislator in Maine. I'll tell you her story a little bit later in the show. She actually was censured for speaking out against the governor of Maine, who says, we're not going to go along with what the president says on this issue. And you remember President Trump said to her, well, then you're going to lose federal funding. I imagine then Philadelphia schools will lose federal funding. This could be a wake-up call for Democrats. Hey, maybe you guys want to go with school choice. Because if this is a hill you want to die on, first of all, if blue Democrat politicians want to die on this hill, I'll share some polling data with you a little bit later in the show today. This is overwhelmingly an issue where both Republicans and Democrats agree, you got to keep bio dudes out of women's sports. All these people who were pretending for a long time that they were this was somehow the safe place to be was to be on the side of this issue. Way, way wrong here. Way off. And I've been telling you that for a long time. It's part of the reason why President Trump won. A lot of suburban moms who didn't like him, voted for him on this issue, because when it comes to their little girls, they don't want their little girls to have to deal with bio dudes in the locker room, on their sports teams, etc. So we got that going. And at the meeting today, the cabinet meeting, Elon spoke. The left hates him so much. They love to try to pit him against Trump, right? It's amazing. But he said Doge is not simply something that we want to do. Doge is something we need to do. It was a very long Q&A. The president had members of the press in the cabinet room with him today and took a lot of questions for, I think, about 90 minutes or so. And I was watching it. And the whole time I kept thinking to myself, you know, this is a guy who loves interacting with the media, even the hostile media. He just loves doing it. And it's such a change from Joe Biden, who couldn't do this because he didn't know where the cabinet room was at the White House and the fake set that they made for him, the Hollywood set Oval Office, which I'm assuming was at his home in Delaware, did not have a cabinet room. They only built a fake Oval Office. They didn't build a fake cabinet room. So we never had these kind of meetings. It just was never a thing. And here we are right now with a president who's fully engaged, which is good. And in New Jersey, be prepared to pay higher energy prices. If you're a resident, you're going to be paying about resident ratepayer about 17%. If you're a business, you're looking at 22 to 25% increase in your electricity rates this summer because jackass, his royal rugness, King Philip the Unaccountable, his stupid energy master plan, as we told you it would be, was a failure. It did not generate all his green energy ideas, did not generate the energy supply New Jersey needs. So New Jersey has to buy energy on the marketplace and the marketplace fluctuates. And so that's why the BPU just approved this massive rate increase. And Pennsylvania, you know, this is an opportunity right now to crush it with liquid natural gas because you've got a president and you got a cabinet secretary in Doug Burgum, who's chairman of the Energy Task Force on energy dominance, American energy dominance. Let's make Philadelphia, let's make this the hub of liquid natural gas export in the United States of America. Now, a little bit later in the show, we're going to talk to our buddy Daniel Turner. He's got an op-ed today about the Keystone XL pipeline, which you would think, let's just get this going again. The big problem, though, is this. Would you make an investment knowing that in 4 years, a Democrat could get elected and then kill the entire project again after you've invested billions of dollars, which is what happened the first go around? $2 billion was spent on the Keystone XL pipeline. Biden gets elected or however he winds up in the Oval Office. Wink, wink, cheats and gets in there and then it kills the Keystone XL pipeline on day one. And then what happens? Well, all that money went away. It's all gone. So now ask yourself this question. If you had a bakery in a town and you know the mayor hates flour, hates sweets, hates delicious baked goodness, and is running for re-election, you could invest the money to build that bakery in the town when the mayor's pledging to shut down your bakery. You're going to look to build that bakery somewhere else or just not build it at all. Because in the case of the Keystone XL pipeline, there's not another place to go. They just, you know, they just won't build it. That's it. It'll be done. So we'll have that conversation certainly about that. With regards to cake, though, and flour and delicious goods in general, there's a whole movement now to replace what are known as seed oils with beef tallow. Now, if you've ever had French fries that are fried in beef tallow, they're delicious. And I want you to do me a favor. If you know of a place in our area that uses beef tallow for their French fries, like Angelo's does in South Philly, will you let me know? Because I want to give those places shout outs. Because making the transition from frying fries in canola oil or whatever other low energy oil, it's not easy. It's not cheap, but it's better for us. And the fries taste better, too. That's the thing. There's a place up in Sparta, New Jersey, North Jersey, about 2 hours, 2.5 hours, called Burger and Butcher. A buddy of mine who used to be. Well, he still is. I mean, he's involved with the longshoremen, but he and his partner, business partner, they open this place. They fry all their fries in beef tallow and their burgers are all delicious, wagyu, beefy, delicious, cheesy, wonderful goodness. So I want to give shout outs to places that start using beef tallow. I know that as a chain, I know that Steak and Shake made the switch. I heard the COO on with Dom a few weeks ago about that. I believe, if I'm not mistaken, Smashburger uses a combination of beef tallow for their fries. But this issue is about to gain momentum with Robert F. Kennedy Jr. as the HHS secretary. And I know it sounds like a moot point, but the problem is with these oils, when they get really hot, there's all kinds of, and I don't know anything about how this works, but there's chain reactions and other things that happen with polyaminos and acids and whatnot and triglycerides and chain sixes. And bottom line is something bad happens. Very bad. So it's my printer going off. I don't know why. And you don't want bad things happening. So you want to use the beef tallow oil. And it also makes the fries taste delicious. In fact, people that go and have them and remember what it was like when McDonald's used to use them back in the day, they're like, this is amazing. We should have always been using beef tallow. Why didn't we always use beef tallow before? Well, that's the reason, because there was a time in America when everybody freaked out about fat and they said, we got to make everything low fat. So they said, we're going to fry everything in vegetable oil. Well, vegetable oil, it turns out, is not healthy for you when it hits those high temperatures. So not a good idea. It's the same thing with why America got so fat, because everybody started eating low-fat, high-carbohydrate food, which is also something RFK Jr. is going to address at HHS. So that's exciting. I'm looking forward to that, because I think that the MAHA movement, the Make America Healthy Again movement, is something that I know from talking to moms and dads or just around me, it matters to them. It matters to them in a big, big way. But just like the trans issue matters when it comes to their kids in the schools. You know, they may not post it on Facebook. These moms who hate, they don't even like Trump. It's not even, they didn't vote for him last time around. But on these two issues, this is where the right and the left come together. Making their kids healthy, healthy school choices for their kids, and not banning vaccines, because you're going to hear a lot about a child who died of measles in Texas. The child was not vaccinated, and so you're going to hear a lot about that. You just heard about that in the CBS News report. It's not about being anti-vaccine. It's about questioning things about vaccines, and it's really about things like the flu vaccine, particularly with kids. It's about things like the HPV vaccine and certainly the mRNA vaccines around COVID, the schedule, the timing, all these things. In fact, Robert F. Kennedy Jr. put out a message. I'll play it a little bit later in the show of what he wants to do. And the first thing he said was he wants to acknowledge that he's not always going to have all the answers. So he wants to bring in experts and he wants to bring in people who disagree with the experts, which I think is also a positive sign, because for too long, we've had a culture in this country that says, you're an expert, we decide who the experts are. Everybody who isn't an expert, you got to take a seat back. And if you disagree with the experts, we're going to silence you. Even threatening doctors, for example, will take away your medical license. You know, if you disagree with the quote unquote established science, except when it comes to gender and biology, because on that, the left just makes up whatever they want. There is no science there, obviously, because dudes can't be women and women can't be dudes. Bottom line. So you can play a dress up, but you can't be that. It's just reality. It's so, you know, the other thing, too, is that and this is a key point with regards to the state of our deep state. Tulsi Gabbard was on with Jesse Waters last night, and she made the point that all those officials who took part in that chat room that they had, where they were chatting away about polyamory and trans procedures and all kinds of other things at the NSA and these other intelligence agencies, whacked, gone, they're out. Good. I think it's a culture of officials who feel as if they're never going to be held accountable, whether it's saying those inappropriate things. And hey, you realize now why they're so they're objecting about having to list the five things they did last week. These are the five things I did last week were, well, I chatted about threesomes, chatted about chopping my anatomy off, you know, chatted about a swingers party, chatted about transgender swinger parties, and also chatted about what's the appropriate fruit to bring, which obviously everybody knows is pineapple. If those are the five things you did last week working in the federal government, we probably don't need you. Your job can probably be replaced. And Tulsi Gabbard's not messing around here. She's already going after those people and turning around and saying, guess what? You're out. So good. I'm happy to hear that. I'm very happy about that. And Friday, Zelensky's coming to meet with Trump. Ukraine accepting the mineral deal. So rare earth minerals and metals. You're going to hear a lot more about this, too. Trump finding a way to try to monetize all this. But there's another element about this that not enough people are talking about. And that is the China-Russia alliance in all of this. Now, there's a show that is on Hulu right now called Paradise. I don't know if you've had a chance to see it or not. It's actually a really good show. And without giving too much away, it is about a president who's assassinated. And I don't want to get into too much detail about it, because the show is, it's a lot of, it really surprises along the way. The only thing I want to make about the point about the show, because I love political thrillers, and I think this one is pretty realistic in terms of how they're going about setting everything up, is that, like with everything else, the climate change catastrophe aspect of everything that comes into this, the quote-unquote man-made climate change catastrophe, which has a subplot, but it's not the main plot, and so it's I can tolerate the show, and, you know. The real catastrophe is going to come this summer when families can't afford to turn the air conditioning on because they can't afford to pay their power bills. That's going to be the real catastrophe. And that is going to send voters to be irate. And what you're going to learn is that the tech companies, who are all in on all these green climate change nonsense policies for years and years, these tech companies are the ones using the most energy for their artificial intelligence. There's a company, and thanks to Johnny Cook for saying this my way, Massachusetts offshore wind farm shutting down. You know, in New Jersey, that project is dead. Thank God. Good riddance. Reality is these projects do not have the ability to make the energy that we need. It's not there. And that was another big focus of the cabinet meeting today, was energy and also egg prices, too. All of these things are happening. This administration's only been there 30 days. But what you're about to see happening is a confluence of issues, because they've got to tackle high egg prices because the Biden administration slaughtered chickens. They got to deal with high energy prices because the green left kooks did not provide us with the energy we need. The tech companies are sucking it all up, even though they were embracing all these Green New Deal policies. And we, as the United States of America, made a lot of stupid energy choices, like, say, the ban on liquid natural gas, which hurt people in Pennsylvania. So then New Jersey has to raise its rates on customers here in the Garden State. And then at the same time we're dealing with this now, we're finding out all the money we've shipped overseas to places. We're also dealing with an administration that's not going to push back, or that is going to push back on the left when it comes to the indoctrination of your children in schools. Do you realize what I'm saying is all of these things are happening at the same time? You know, typically you would talk about an issue of the week. These things are all happening in a constant cycle, because there's so much damage that the previous administration did on ideology, on energy, on slaughtering chickens, that we have to undo all of these things. You know, shipping off $350 billion to Ukraine or whatever the amount is, and having nothing to show for it. The amount of damage that Joe Biden was able to accomplish in 4 years, they have so much work to do. And I haven't brought up the border. You notice I didn't even mention the border, because that's a whole other issue. They got to do all these things at once, and they're not messing around. They're trying to get it ahead of all of this right now as we speak. But it's funny, Joe Biden did not run again because his cognitive decline was shown to the world in June. They never do presidential debates in June because they made the decision to get the old guy out of the race. One of the voices who was telling everybody that was a conspiracy theory to suggest that Biden had cognitive decline was a guy named Jake Tapper. Jake Tapper has a new book coming out. And no, it should be entitled The Audacity of Jake Tapper, but it's not. This is what is amazing to me, is that these guys have no shame whatsoever. Jake Tapper actually wrote a book called Original Sin. I don't care if he's from Philly or not. Jake Tapper, to pull this off, man, you got to have a lot of hubris here. You got to have a lot of hubris. But our friends at End Wokeness have the receipts. The book is entitled Original Sin, President Biden's Decline, The Cover-Up, and His Disastrous Choice to Run Again by Jake Tapper and Alex Thompson. See, all these things happened, this disaster that this administration is trying to clean up, and everything from energy to the border, to the fentanyl crisis, to the indoctrination of our kids in schools, the weaponization of government, the slaughter of chickens. I could go on. The 300,000 children missing. I mean, I don't have time to list all the problems from the last 4 years of the kind old man in the basement who's going to keep us safe from mean tweets and COVID. That was enabled by a media that told you that this was the best version of Joe Biden you'd ever seen, and that anybody who said otherwise was engaged in a conspiracy theory. We were yelled at by Karine Jean-Pierre that these were deep fakes. And yes, the author of the book Original Sin about the cover-up of Joe Biden's mental decline had this to say with Laura Trump. I don't have the cut number in front of me, Kirk, Matt, but this is what he had to say to Laura Trump when she brought it up to him. Take a listen.
It's very clearly a cognitive decline. Okay. That's what I'm referring to. It makes me uncomfortable.
It's so amazing. It's so amazing to me
and try and figure out an answer.
A cognitive decline.
Well, you're trying to tell me that what I was suggesting was.
I think that you were mocking his stutter. And I think you have absolutely no standing to diagnose somebody's cognitive decline. I would think that somebody in the Trump family would be more sensitive to people who do not have medical licenses diagnosing politicians from afar. Plenty of people have diagnosed your father from afar, and I'm sure it offends you, your father.
That's the guy who wrote the book about the cover-up of Joe Biden's cognitive decline, lecturing Laura Trump. Well, she gets the last laugh, Jake, because her show on Saturday night on Fox News crushed it in the ratings on her premiere on Saturday night. Her dad's president, and the guy that you covered up for is now being exposed in the book that you wrote, and you were part of the cover-up. That's amazing to me, isn't it? It's almost like ABC hiring an unbiased journalist to be their chief political guy. You know? It's almost like that. MAGA man. Outback uses beef tallow. The steakhouse Outback, that's great. Thank you. Good to know, because I do love a good bloomin' onion. Who doesn't? Am I right? Gotta love a good bloomin' onion. 855-839-1210 on X at Rich Zeoli. We are streaming live on YouTube. Big story of the hour today brought to you by our buddy Dr. Mike Vanari of VanariaDental.com. Go see him today for your perfect smile. V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VanariaDental.com. Two locations to serve you in Cinnaminson and Woodbury. Big stories that President Trump had his first cabinet meeting today. It was a banger. And we have a lot of audio to share with you. He's expected to sign some executive orders. Jeffrey Tucker is going to join the show. He's always got a lot to say from the Brownstone Institute. So big show straight ahead. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
All righty. We got a big show for you today. We're just getting warmed up. President Trump's first cabinet meeting. And it was a banger. A lot going on today. A lot to chat about. First of all, he started the meeting with Elon Musk. For all the Democrats out there who are complaining and screaming about this, I just want to remind you about something, and that is that Dr. And you always have to say that by law, Dr. Jill Biden also was invited to the cabinet meeting and spoke. Last time I checked, Dr. Jill Biden, and you always have to say that by law, not an elected official, not part of the cabinet, but nevertheless, she was there. So, you know, just pointing it out to everybody who's complaining about that. So and let me know if you know local places in our area that use beef tallow for their French fries. OK, let me know. Thank you. You can do it in the YouTube chat and Kirk will monitor it for us. Let me know. You can tweet me at Rich Zeoli. You can call the show. At 856, what's our number? 855-839-1210. You think after 15 years of doing this, I would know our phone number. What is 855-839-1210? I don't give it out and I don't take enough calls. I don't even know the freaking phone number. 855-839-1210. You hear that, DeSantis?
Well, you got it right.
Eventually, I got it right.
Yeah, you're still recovering from... Yeah, you're still recovering. I feel like you deserve you deserve a hiccup every now and then.
Thank you. Today I'm at 82%, which is still better than 99.9% of the hosts out there when they're at their 100%.
You know, I got to say, I thought yesterday's show was very good and very entertaining, and I wasn't certain what we were going to get. I thought you knocked it out of the park.
See that? And you didn't even pay attention. Imagine if you'd paid attention to the show, you might have liked it even more.
Look, I'm usually your biggest critic. I enjoyed the show.
I could tolerate it for 4 hours. Somehow we got through this. Well, good. I mean, that's great. We'll see. Today will be a disaster then. That's the bottom line. We'll do that. We'll just I don't want to say crash the plane, because last time I said that, it literally happened. So we're not going to say that. We need a new analogy. What do we say? What's another thing to say? We'll sink the ship? No, then we'll have a major ship. No. I don't want to say that either. That's not good. We'll just say nothing. We'll say today will be a great show. Okay?
Well, I not feel jinx like you've us. Jinxed it. I think you've jinxed totally. It now. That show's going to be terrible from this point on.
Yeah, pretty much. It's all downhill from here. That's all right, though. So where do we want to start? Why don't we start with Elon Musk, shall we? Today at the White House, President Trump has put together the best cabinet ever. I will say this is a true team of rivals looking around that room, thinking that the guy to his right, at one time he called Little Marco, now the Secretary of State, Tulsi Gabbard, who ran against him as a Democrat at one point, on that sitting there at the cabinet meeting, Doug Burgum, who ran against him, who I thought was going to win. I thought Burgum was going to beat Trump in the primary and be the next president of the United States. My one political, the one time I got it wrong in life, thinking that the Burgum bros, all 12 of them, were going to send Doug Burgum to the White House. I mean, he is in the White House, technically speaking, just saying. Huh? Matt DeSantis, you see what I'm saying? He technically is at the White House.
Look, I think it counts. Honestly, I think it's close enough.
See that? Wait, Real Music NJ on YouTube says blooming onion, but I have a problem with Hawaiian pizza with pineapple and ham. I don't understand the distinction. I don't understand the comparison. Blooming onion is a delicious, gigantic onion ring. What does that have to do with pizza on pineapple? I don't understand that.
I gotta say, this might be controversial. The Blooming Onion might be the best of all of the apps from the big restaurant chains nationwide.
I mean, it's a legend. It's an epic legend. But at the end of the day, it is just a giant big onion ring. What does that have to do with pineapple on pizza? I don't understand the analogy.
I don't understand the connection at all.
It's, I mean, either you like onion rings or you don't. If you do, it's a giant freaking onion ring they're giving you.
I think it's better than an onion ring. The seasoning they put on it is just exquisite. I love it. I want one.
It's a blooming onion.
The Australians know how to prepare an onion. That's all I'll say. It's amazing.
Because of the beef tallow. See?
Maybe that's
it. It's because of the beef tallow. So, you know. But, I mean, if I went to a burger place and they offer me a side, I typically go fries. But if I went onion rings... Is that's the same as putting pineapple on pizza? I don't think so. I think onion rings are a staple as a side dish for a burger or a hot dog. They're not my first choice, but they're perfectly acceptable. People love onion rings. It's an American classic.
They're delicious.
Tater tots, too. What's that?
They're delicious. I love onion rings.
Yeah. So I don't know what Real Music NJ on YouTube is talking about here.
I agree.
And tater tots are fantastic. Who doesn't love a good tater tot? Who doesn't love good gravy fries? Gravy fries, disco fries, whatever you want to call them. I mean, put some gravy on those babies. So,
I'm not a huge fan of the gravy fry.
Someone's accusing me of using a blooming onion joke. I don't think I may steal jokes every now and then. I stole Jimmy's joke the other night on his show. But I definitely didn't steal a blooming onion joke from anybody. That I know for a fact. No, so you know what happened on Fox News Saturday night. So in his opening monologue, Fela told a joke about Alec Baldwin's wife and the fact that she has so many kids. And he said in this whole time, we always thought he was shooting blanks. Well, when Jimmy's doing his monologue, we're all back in the green room. And, you know, I'm there talking to Joe Piscopo, who's also on the panel that night. So we're BSing about stuff. I'm not listening to Jimmy's monologue. You can't hear it in the green room. Then they call us out on stage and we go out there. We sit on the panel. Very end of the show, I made the exact same joke. And it was like crickets. So I look at the audience and I go, "What, people? It's Saturday night. Relax. It's just a joke." And Jimmy said, "No, it's not that. It's just that somebody said that joke better in the A block." And it was just a really funny moment Saturday night because I didn't know that he said it. But there you go. That happens on live television, even when it's not live. So there you go. Back to the blooming onion. I've never stolen a blooming onion joke in my life. I don't even know how you make a joke about a blooming onion. Just saying. All right. Elon Musk today at the cabinet meeting. Cut number one.
President Trump has put together I think the best cabinet ever. Literally. So, I do not give false praise. This is an incredible group of people. I don't think such a talented team has actually ever been assembled. I think it's literally the best cabinet that the country's ever had. And I think the company should be incredibly appreciative of the people in this room.
I agree. It reminds me of team arrivals in a big way. Lincoln doing the same thing around his cabinet, bringing in people who disagree with him. There are people in that room who disagree with President Trump on a number of different things, and he actually likes that. There are people that agree with him lockstep on things, and there are people that are kind of in the middle on things. But it's one thing I think everybody can agree on. It's a smart group of people in there. Very smart. Howard Lutnick continues to impress me every time the guy talks. And when we're talking foreign policy here, by having Rubio as Secretary of State, you tamp down a guy whose impulses are to go towards that neocon Republican movement of getting America involved. He can't now because the president is pulling the reins on him, which I like, which then, of course, now has opened up that Senate seat in Florida. Oh, Byron Donalds, by the way, announcing he's running for governor of Florida. So buckle up for that, kids. That's going to be very interesting. Here's Elon today at the cabinet meeting talking about what he's doing with regards to Doge and identifying a lot of the and this will shock you, the horrible tech they have in the federal government. Cut number two.
I'd like to have Elon Musk please say a few words.
Okay.
Thank you, Elon.
Thank you, Mr. President. I actually just call myself a humble tech support here because this is actually, as crazy as it sounds, that is almost a literal description of the work that the Doge team is doing, is helping fix the government computer systems. Many of these systems are extremely old. They don't communicate. There are a lot of mistakes in the systems. The software doesn't work. So we are actually tech support. It's ironic, but it's true. The overall goal here with the Doge team is to help address the enormous deficit. We simply cannot sustain as a country $2 trillion deficits. The interest rates, just the interest on the national debt now exceeds the Defense Department spending. We spend a lot on the Defense Department, but we're spending like over $1 trillion on interest. If this continues, the country will become de facto bankrupt. It's not an optional thing, it is an essential thing. That's the reason I'm here. And taking a lot of flack, and getting a lot of death threats, by the way. I mean, like, stack them up, you know. But if we don't do this, America will go bankrupt. That's why it has to be done. And I'm confident at this point, knock on wood, you know, knock on my wooden head, it's got a lot of wood up there, that we can actually find $1 trillion in savings. That would be roughly 15% of the $7 trillion budget.
Yeah, he's not wrong. America is going to go broke. But there's another problem, too, which is that the world may stop using the dollar as the currency reserve because the dollar won't be worth a damn thing. That's the other problem. And then the other issue here is that we have a chance now to rein in the size of government because you have people committed around that table, like our friend Linda McMahon, committed to literally getting rid of their own departments. This is amazing to me. You know, Linda McMahon has been on the show a number of times over the years. She was in person with us at CPAC. I'm the reason why Hulk Hogan spoke at the Republican National Convention. That's where she was. She was with us at the RNC. And I gave her the idea to have Hulk Hogan speak, which she acknowledged, by the way, on this show. She said it. She said it was, you're right, because I had her on and I was talking about growing up loving Hulk Hogan. I'm a real American. You know, loved him in Rocky III, too. Of course, who didn't? But I'm saying, and then I said, you should bring him, you should involve him in the campaign. Pulls out her cell phone. Next thing you know, Hulk Hogan speaking at the RNC was not scheduled to. So she acknowledged, she gave credit where credit's due. But my point is this. She does not need this job. She's got plenty of cashish, and she's going to keep getting a lot of cashish because WWE is killing it. And Linda McMahon is going in there to shut down her own department. So this is an opportunity now for people to slash the size of the federal government. And if it's not done now, it'll never be done. It's just never going to happen. See, if Trump had just won a second term, which many people think he did because he did, and just continue with his second term, it would not be like this. The best thing that ever happened for him and for this country was Joe Biden becoming president. I know that that sounds crazy. I know it sounds crazy. But it's like, you know, they say things in life, you think of the best thing that ever happened to you was like you dated that train wreck in college or something like that. You know what I mean? The best thing that ever happened for you. It opened up your eyes to crazy people, and now you have a loving wife and, you know, children. And everything. Best thing ever happened for you. But even though the relationship was terrible and you were sad and whatever it is. Or losing that job. Best thing ever happened to you because we wound up getting another job and better job. And as much as he destroyed this country, and he did in so many ways, and will go down as the worst one-term president in American history, it was the best thing that happened to America. Because had Donald Trump won, which many people think he did in 2020, because he did, then he just would have continued. But the power of the deep state would have remained hidden. They were able to orchestrate a coup against the sitting president of the United States of America, and they were effective doing it. They've been trying to stop him in 2015, 2016, and then to stop him throughout his 4 years. The impeachment, the Russia collusion hoax, on and on. But they were successful in doing it when they hid the truth about the Hunter Biden laptop, and then the deep state lied about it. And all these things are coming out. And then Trump, they tried to kill him, because I'm still convinced that the government played a hand in that. Prove me wrong. Show me that I'm wrong. Somebody show me I'm wrong, and then we'll talk. But nobody can, because we don't know anything about what happened that day in Butler. And so he goes into this time around with his eyes wide open to the power of the deep state, to the power of what he's dealing with, the federal Leviathan, the swamp, whatever you want to call it, whatever name you want to use to it, to give it. And yeah, it's like Jaws 2, the revenge. He does want revenge. But it's not just revenge for him. It's revenge for the American people, because what they enabled by removing him from office and the destruction that was able to be brought upon the American people in the form of Joe Biden's presidency, which we are all paying the price for. But if we do this right, we'll look back on this time and we'll say that was the best thing that ever happened for America. Trump not getting a second consecutive term was the best thing that ever happened for America, because he's got 4 years now. He's not going to run again, despite what he says to the media to freak them out. And he's just going to try to get it done. And he's got people around him who are committed to doing that, too. He does want revenge. He's got people in high positions who also want revenge. People like Cash Patel, people like Dan Bongino. And they're going to get it done. And if we don't do it now, then everything I just said is irrelevant, because America will not be able to survive. And I know that I'm not one to use hyperbole, and you know this about me if you've been listening to me all these years. And thank you if you're just new to the show. The show keeps growing every day, so thank you. I'm not one to just say this stuff for the sake of saying it, but I really do believe this. If we don't do it now, it's done. Then the deep state wins. They'll continue with their power. They'll have beat back the ultimate villain in their eyes. And then they're going to be unstoppable. It's like the old saying, you know, you take a shot against the king, you better not miss. Well, they missed against Trump that day in Butler. But now if we don't succeed in taking them out, and I don't mean obviously physically take them out. I'm obviously using a political metaphor here. But if we're not successful in doing that, then they'll just be emboldened. And then we'll see bureaucrats. You think they're untouchable now? You think that they're unaccountable now? Do whatever the hell they want? Please. It'll make the last 8 years of the weaponization of government look like kids' play. It really will. We do this right, we'll all look back on this time and we'll say, thank God President Trump did not have a second consecutive term. Sometimes in life, bad things happen for a reason. Sometimes it turns out to be the best thing that ever happened to you. Sometimes it doesn't. I mean, I'm still trying to figure out why the hell I went to that whack job quack podiatrist and didn't just go to Cooper in the first place. So I got a freaking staph infection. You know, I took my daughter to the bus stop today and I'm on my scooter and the bus driver says, how long are you be on that freaking thing? I said, well, another 6 to 12 weeks, you know? I don't know if that was the best thing that ever happened. Like, I mean, not everything that happens is good, obviously. Sometimes just bad things happen, but you learn a lesson from that bad thing. In this case, don't use a quack podiatrist. You know what I mean? But nevertheless, you see my point here. Bad things happen. You learn lessons from those bad things. And you make changes, and sometimes you look back and you go, that was, in hindsight, the best thing that could have happened. I doubt we'll say that about my staph infection and my foot, but I do think we'll say that about Trump's second term. And I think you agree with me on this point. So even though you can't undo the past, we can learn from it, and we can certainly, certainly change the way going forward. 855-839-1210 is the number if you'd like to weigh in on X at Rich Zeoli. So Secretary Hegseth spoke at the meeting today. We're going to talk about Ukraine. We're going to talk about mineral rights. Jeffrey Tucker, who's a guy that I've been speaking with for years. He was really vocal during COVID. Smart guy, Brownstone Institute. He's got a piece. America's future depends on DOGE. If Trump and Musk don't succeed in showing the bureaucracy who's boss, likely no one ever will. You know who said that? I did, just like 5 seconds ago. I agree with him. And I'm not even using his piece because I didn't read it, because that would involve show prep. But I agree with him. And I'm sure that when he... What? Too late to start now. I'd be jinxing it. All right. 855.
You got like 11 minutes before we have the guy on the show. You got to read it.
All right. I'm going to dig in on commercial break. Read the op-ed before the guest joins us on the show.
Concerning.
Yeah, it's very... first, let me figure out how to get through the paywall. I'll do that. All right, just kidding. Oh, lighten up, people. All right, what do I got to do here? I got to do take a quick break. We'll come right back, Jeffrey Tucker will be here in 10 minutes. I'll quickly read the op-ed. I'll break it all down for you. We'll let him do that when he joins us. And yes, more hypocrisy about Biden's cognitive decline and the cover-up. But Jake Tapper, man, he gets the gold for writing the book about it. Don't go away.
The Rich Zeoli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
So another judge, another attempt to stand in the way of President Trump trying to end one of the most racist policies out there, of course, which is admissions, college admissions, and the racist policies known as DEI. I think the Supreme Court's already ruled on this issue. President Trump is right on this issue, and this is another case where the judge is going to wind up being dead wrong. We'll talk about that as the show continues. Let me play this clip for you, though, today from the president regarding cutting the size of government. This will be a good setup for our next guest, Jeffrey Tucker, whose piece in the Wall Street Journal, which I just read, is outstanding. I'm glad I read it. It was really good. So he makes the point, which we'll talk about, which is we got to do this now. And we really do have this one chance to do it. It's kind of like the scene of Avengers Endgame. You know, the whole thing with one, when Doctor Strange holds up his hand with makes the number one, letting Tony Stark know, I got one shot at this, right? To get the rings from Thanos, the Infinity Stones, I mean, and you know what I mean. So anyway, this is the president today, cut number three.
We're cutting down government. We're cutting down the size of government. We have to. We're bloated. We're sloppy. We have a lot of people that aren't doing their job. We have a lot of people that don't exist.
Bloated and sloppy. We are bloated and we are sloppy. And fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son. It's no way to run a government either. And that is the truth. There are millions of people who haven't responded with the five bullet points who work for the government. That's concerning to me. It either means that they're not real, they don't want to play along. And the real problem that I have is that, and we'll talk about this with Jeffrey Tucker, is explain to me how it is that the executive is not in charge of his own branch of government when you've got over 400, quote-unquote, independent agencies. If they're independent of the executive, who are they accountable to exactly? We'll talk about that as well. Cut number four.
Add that those million people that haven't responded, though, Elon, they are on the bubble. You know, I wouldn't say that we're thrilled about it, you know, they haven't responded. Now, maybe they don't exist. Maybe we're paying people that don't exist. Don't forget, we just got here. This group just got here. But those people are on the bubble, as they say. You know, maybe they're going to be gone. Maybe they're not around. Maybe they have other jobs. Maybe they moved and they're not where they're supposed to be. A lot of things could have happened. I wouldn't say that Biden ran a very tight administration. They spent money like nobody's ever spent money before, wasted money. The Green New Scam, all of the different things they spent money on. And you've seen that. You've seen that with some of the things that I read in speeches. I read them and people can't believe when I read them. 20 million here, 30 million here for, you know, a little educational course on something. Circumcision, right? Circumcision. $20 million to inform the people of such and such a country on other things and other things other than that. So, yeah, those people are, right now we're trying to find out who those people are that haven't responded. Now, there'll be some agencies, like Marco has people within state that are right now doing very classified, very confidential work, and we understand that. We've talked and, you know, we're being a little more surgical.
All right, big 4 o'clock hour coming up. Dr. Mike Veneria, let him be your guy to give you the smile of your dreams. Dr. Mike is known as the master of implant dentistry, the master of making you look and feel your best. And that's why for over 10 consecutive years, other dentists have sent their patients to Dr. Mike because he's so good at what he does. Dental implants, very complicated stuff here. You don't want to go to the closest dentist. You want to go to the best, and that's Dr. Mike Veneria. And with two locations for you, Cinnaminson and Woodbury, both right over the bridge, he's easy to get to, and yes, he's worth paying a toll. Trust me on this. My entire family goes to Dr. Mike. People who need complicated dental work, there's simply no other choice because Dr. Mike excels at this. So get a free implant consultation today for your perfect smile. You'll love the team, you'll love the music playing in the office, and you'll love talking to him, too. He's a great guy. And let's face it, we got a lot to smile about in America right now. And I think the Phillies are going to have a good season. I'm wearing my shirt today, so I think we're going to be smiling this summer as well and into the fall. So get that beautiful smile you deserve by going to VeneriaDental.com. That's V-A-N-A-R-I-A, VeneriaDental.com. My buddy, Dr. Mike Veneria, VeneriaDental.com.
The Rich Cioli Show on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.